We go to the Revel Wireless Hotline right now to bring in Mary Kay Cabot. She covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. So, Mary Kay, in the course of these next 6 weeks or so, as we await the start of training camp, yeah, it's that lull period, but it's also a time where so many of us are kind of thinking about the primary storylines that are going to carry into training camp and what we're going to focus on. And there's really quite a few. I think it's the defensive side of the ball where so much of the conversation is going to flow in terms of how different this looks and how much better it can be. I sense a perception that, yes, the defense was pretty solid before, and why, you know, with the change of it all, you know, why and what could be expected to make it better. And, you know, I've had a couple of people reach out to me and say, you know, did they really need to do this dramatic overhaul? But, you know, I think the short answer is yes, but then the question becomes where and how will we see it get much better? What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I think this regime has made it perfectly clear that to compete and succeed defensively in today's NFL, you need to be able to rush the passer. They set that as their priority right from the very start. Then they went out and backed it up and completely overhauled this defensive front and added a bunch of pass rushers. And I think it's pretty remarkable that you can change it that quickly and, you know, completely change the philosophy of a defense. If you look at the previous defense, it was built to basically try to stop the run more than anything and, you know, more so to react to things. This is an aggressive attacking defense, and they accomplished it overnight. And I think that you will see, you know, just successful attacking right from the start, and they will need it with these quarterbacks they're going to face this year.
And I think that's the fascinating part about this is you said it. Overnight, this was changed. Most of our faith in how different this will be, how much better we think it'll be, is based on who's been brought in and what they can do. But watching off-season workouts, watching all those OTAs and the mini camp, you really can't conclude anything and say, yep, look how great this defense is going to look here. It's just watching people move around and watching what kind of athletes they have. But, I mean, on that basis, what do we see? I guess we see more speed, right? We see ranginess. We see athletic talent. A lot said about Jabal Sheard and his transition to outside linebacker. All of those things seem to look pretty positive right now.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that when I talked to Brian Baker, the outside linebackers coach, he was really, really excited about Jabal Sheard. I think there was some speculation in the offseason, hey, what do you do with Jabal if you, you know, you get a Paul Kruger and, you know, you try to move him to outside linebacker and then you draft a Barkevious Mingo. But they are very excited about Jabal Sheard and his ability to rush the passer. So I think that's going to be an interesting position to look at because obviously you've got Barkevious that's ready to step in there and, you know, light it up. So I think they have some good options. And right now, when I asked Brian Baker, you know, about Barkevious not being in the starting lineup but being behind Jabal right now, he said, hey, the other two guys are better right now. That's why. So I think that was, you know, that was a pretty bold statement when you're talking about your number one pick, but that gives Barkevious something to really work for. And I just talked to him at the youth camp today.
Right.
And he, you know, he's very excited, obviously, about his role in this defense. And he said he thinks that this can be the best defense in the NFL. So another bold statement. But when you look at the talent across the board, if they rush the passer the way I think they can, I think this is going to be a really good defense.
And when people talk about, you know, could you have left well enough alone? Could you have just stayed with what you were doing with Dick Geron or that type of scheme, that 4-3, and you didn't have to make this radical switch over to a 3-4? A lot of that is said because of a perception that the defensive line was really strong or strong enough and potentially getting much stronger because of the youth in that group, because of the Phil Taylors and the Billy Wins and the John Hugheses all eventually doing better in their respective roles. How do you come down on the idea that, you know, you had that skill level in a 4-3 and then the obviously open-ended question is how those linemen are going to factor in and be strong contributors now to the 3-4, or will they? Because in a 3-4, the line is less emphasized.
Well, you know what? I think when you look at the Joe Flaccos and the Aaron Rodgers and all of these quarterbacks, the Ben Roethlisbergers that they're going to be facing, you have to have an answer for some of those, for all of those guys. And again, in today's NFL, it's pass first. And the previous defense really just was not built to disrupt the passer. Even Jabal was having a hard time getting freed up because there weren't enough other pass rushers to take attention away from that offense. So, you know, people can say that it was a solid defense. And when you look statistically at the numbers, it wasn't even as solid that way as, you know, as you would have hoped. I mean,
no.
I think you could see progress, but I mean, they were in the 20s. You know, that's it's not like this was a top, you know, five defense against the run. This was a defense built for, you know, I think maybe the thinking was, you know, for an AFC North type of football games that you're going to have in November and December. But the truth of the matter is Joe Flacco is going to be flinging it all over the place, and so is every other quarterback that they're going to face this year. And now they have an answer for that. They didn't before, and they were not headed in that direction to compete in today's NFL.
No, they absolutely were not, and I think you nailed it. I mean, in terms of perception versus reality, in terms of where this defense was, just for the record, it was 23rd in overall defense last season. The Browns were ranked 25th against the pass. So that's allowing a lot of big plays. And then as far as the job against the run, 19th against the run. I mean, these aren't the numbers that you could sit there and say, well, they just have to do a little tweaking. No, I think those are the kind of numbers that speak to needing an overhaul, and that's exactly what this team has been given.
And not only that, I mean, when you look at the way that they will be able to disrupt the passer, you're going to get a lot more interceptions out of guys like Joe Hayden. There's a lot of athletic guys on this defense. I think you'll see some big plays from a Craig Robertson. These guys can get their hands on the ball. They're young, they're energetic, and with the things that you have going on up front now, I think you'll see a lot better play in the back end. I think, you know, you might see some increased play from T.J. Ward, you know, maybe getting some more turnovers and things like that. So I think you'll see a lot of takeaways. I think you'll see a lot of sacks. And I think it's a defense that Browns fans have watched other teams like the Steelers and the Ravens come in here and beat up on the Browns, and now the Browns are going to be doing some of that beating up.
Yeah, no, well put. Mary Kate Cabot, she covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Mary Kate, we've talked a lot about this front, and that is the focus when you're converting to a 3-4, obviously, and that's where the strength of this team has to be, and it is in all those linebackers we talked about. And we focused on the outside linebackers. The inside guys have to be playmakers too, DeQuell Jackson. And I guess we think, or we feel comfortable, at least based on where it is so far, that Craig Robertson can be, what, a solid enough, if not even better than that, guy next to DeQuell?
I think so. I think he showed flashes last year of a lot of hustle, a lot of playmaking ability, and when you surround him with some of the other players that he will be playing with, I mean, just the linebackers alone that he'll be wedged in there with. I mean, when you look at you know, Paul Kruger, a DeQuell Jackson, a Jabal Sheardon, a Barkevious Mingo, and then you pop Craig in there. You know, I think that this will bring out the best in Craig, and he's got speed, he's got hustle, he's got that second effort, and he's got a nose for the football. So I think you're going to see some really good things out of him this year. I saw flashes of it last year.
Yeah, I did too, and it might very well be. Granted, this guy was brought aboard and incorporated into a 4-3 scheme. So this is a different role and a different mentality involved, but it might just suit him better. I mean, there's just certain guys you look at athletically who might end up being better players because of this conversion. And I think we're thinking the same thing for Jabal Sheard too. And the same might apply to Robertson.
Yeah, and you know what? I think when you look at it too, where you see these guys, you know, lining up in the base defense right now that we have in our minds is not going to be the place that they will be playing in, you know, down after down. You're going to see a lot of movement. You're going to see multiple fronts. We've seen it in practice already. And, you know, so when you talk about a Jabal Sheard or a Craig Robertson or any of those guys, you know, these guys are going to be moving around and making plays from all different angles. And as this team goes along, they will adjust. If they see, you know, that Craig can do something else lined up in a different spot, they'll move him. I mean, we've seen, and we can't get too specific, but we've seen, you know, a lot of different alignments in practice.
Right.
And I think that's going to be the thing that really powers this defense. They are going to confuse offenses. They have no idea where any of these guys are going to be lining up.
Mary Kate, the other part of the defensive discussion is the back end. And we're looking at cornerback and safe free safety, two spots that have to be filled with starters. And I think as I sit here now, I can't definitively say that I'm entirely comfortable with what I see there yet. And I guess I've got to see more of what happens in training camp, I guess more of what happens in the preseason to arrive at a point where I'm going to feel good enough about it. Are you in the same place? I mean, cornerback lends itself to question marks because we know that Buster Skrine struggled a lot when he was called upon to fill the Joe Hayden role last year between suspension and injury of Joe. And now we're also talking about a rookie, Leon McFadden, in that conversation. And at safety, free safety, it's an undrafted free agent who, yeah, saw the field quite a bit, Tashawn Gibson, but asking him to be a starting free safety is a whole different proposition.
It really is, and I think those are the two spots. You know, those are two of the biggest question marks on this team heading into this season. And, you know, Tayshaun, you know, we've seen, like you said, we've seen some good things out of Tayshaun. He showed a lot of potential last year. These guys are really confident. I mean, I will tell you that. They are very young and confident. They have the swagger that you need. But, you know, there might be some growing pains back there. I did actually talk to Leon McFadden today. You know, of course, he would like to end up with the starting job, and also got a chance to catch up with Jamora Slaughter down at the youth football camp today at First Energy, and he's gunning for the starting free safety job. So you're going to have really good competition at all these spots, which I think is great. And, you know, it might be trial and error a little bit to see who fits best at the cornerback position. Now, I think Tayshaun will probably end up starting the season at free safety because Jamoris is coming off the Achilles. So it might take him a little while to catch up. Leon, if he wants that job, he's got to go out there and grab it. He's got to grab it in training camp, and it's there for the taking. I anticipate he probably will end up in the starting role, but, you know, he's got to show that he's ready to do that.
All right. Well, Mary Kay, thank you so much for this thorough breakdown and discussion on the Browns' defensive side of the ball, and we look forward to talking with you down the line.
Sounds great, Vic.
She is Mary Kay Cabot and joins us via the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So much ahead for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.